recorded for broadcast here on KRNN Juneau. My name is John Sievertson. In today's show, we remember Henry Steinway, born in Germany in 1797. Which brings us to Mr. Leon Russell, who is not singing about tight piano strings, but he is singing about a tight rope.
I'm up on a tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me.
It is no doubt true that piano players everywhere are happy that Henry Steinway did not lose his life while serving for the German army during the Napoleonic Wars. The name of Elton John's early album comes to mind. That is, Don't Shoot the Piano Player.
I remember when rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun, holding hands and skimming stones, had an old gold Chevy and a place of my own.
Eventually, Henry Steinway left his native Germany and emigrated, like so many others did, to New York City. And well, he could join in with Stevie Wonder, and because he was living for the city.
Living just enough for the city.
The young Henry Steinway was committed to constructing quality pianos, though there is no evidence that, like Billy Joel, he was an angry young man.
And he's fair and he's true and he's boring as hell, and he'll go to the grave as an angry old man.
Lesser known was the fact that the young Henry Steinway built a piano from hand for his new wife. It was clear that Henry Steinway loved her madly.
Don't you love her badly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say.
Many musicians become very devoted to their instruments, and there are piano players who might say, ain't that a shame that they can't all be Steinways?
You made me cry when you said goodbye.
In fact, there are concert pianists who will not perform unless they can do so on a Steinway & Sons instrument. To many, there are no substitutes, or in the words of John Baldry,
just don't try to lay no boogie woogie, I'm the king of rock and roll.
The idea is to continue to build pianos that, in the words of Bob Seger, are
still the same.
Well, I see the hour is about done, and likewise our show in honor of Henry Steinway. I hope that the rest of your day includes some happiness. And therefore, broadcast through KRNN Juneau, this has been the pre-recorded presentation of Near Shore Radio. I'm John Sievertson, thanking you for listening.